Well, no doubt there would have been a cheer that went up around the Dan O'Sullivan team when the barrier came down yesterday for Barclays Square in the Caulfield Guineas. He's drawn barrier 7, one of the best marbles you could get for the Guineas, and Dan O'Sullivan joins me this morning. Dan, what was the reaction like? Where did you watch or listen to the barrier draw?
No, I was actually sitting down on the table waiting to go on racing.com, and I'm not much good at working out how to get on the phone and all sorts of stuff, but I was sitting down there watching it, half looking at my screen, and then I saw it come up on the TV, and the barrier came up, and I thought, oh, thank God for that. It's going to be an easy interview now.
Is that pretty much perfect? If you could have picked a marble around, that would have been where you wanted him?
Yeah, for sure. No, if you had said to me, what do you want? I always said 5 to 8, so that'll do me perfectly just there. So it's it worked out really well, and I'm sure Craig Williams will have all the maps and everything all have worked out, who's going to be where, and it'll make my job from there pretty easy.
And he's shown he can be versatile. He's led. He sits off the speed. He's come from well back when he's drawn wide as well. So he's a very adaptable horse. Ideally, where would you love to see him in a Caulfield Guineas?
Probably three horses back and just off the fence, so he can get in the running line when he needs to be. So that'd be perfect for me. So and as you say about his versatility, you go back now to what Craig did that day at Flemington, where he made him get out and made him get going. It's been a real that we know he can actually do that. And if we'd come out, if he'd flopped on that day and let him get back, you now would be saying, oh, gee, we're going to waste this barrier and get back at the back. But we know we can use it and hold our spot.
The form line around him stands up everywhere. Even when he was unlucky at his second start at Caulfield, Boogie Dancer now comes out and is favourite and the one to beat in the 1,000 guineas. The win at Flemington, where he probably raced out of what was his comfort zone, the form line's held up. And then his staggering win in the Exford Plate, you see Tijuana come out and win, Elliptical run well as well. So it must give you real confidence that his form line from the Victorian horses is the form line to beat.
Yeah, look, as you say, the form around him has been fantastic all the way through, and everything about it's gone along well, and it is so nice to see that the form is holding up a good around him. And as you say, you've got the few horses coming down from Sydney, well, they might be a bit different, but all you can do is race against, you can only beat what you're racing against, and he's been able to do that and compete well on the day he got beaten. So, look, I'm very pleased with how he's come along.
I know you've spoken about the Derby for quite some time, but when did you start to think he could be a Guineas horse as well?
I was going to go to the Derby Park. Even when we won at Geelong, I was going to go down to the Tardrossi series, which gets him 2 yards out to the 1,600 metres and the 1,800 metres. But then when he hurt himself and he had to go on box rest for a month, that then set me back to go to the come back to the 1,400 when I'd missed that Tardrossi series. And when Craig rode him and won him at Warrnambool, at Flemington, he was adamant then that he was good enough to go to a Guinea. So, then I said, okay, I'll just space our races and we'll get to the Guineas. So that's what we've done.
And has everything gone to plan this campaign?
Yeah, apart from the time he hurt himself at home, but everything, this campaign with the gap between runs, knowing I can go 4 weeks and just do the same routine with his track work, everything about it's gone to plan.
You've been very patient. It's a month between runs since we've seen him last. How much improvement has he continued to make since that time?
I couldn't say that he's improved. He's just done everything I wanted him to do. Even when he galloped yesterday morning, I didn't want him to go out and break the clock. Just wanted him to have his normal gallop. The last thing I want to do is leave his gallop on track work. So he just worked with his mate yesterday and picked him up and ran home. Ran past and did what he had to do. But he's done everything I wanted him to do. So I've got no excuses going into the race.
Did he surprise you that last win, his turn of foot, the way he was able to finish?
It didn't surprise me because I've seen that turn of foot. Like probably at the day he led, his turn of foot wasn't until late in the race. He got stronger. But as much as he was getting held up for a long way up the straight, you were cursing and thinking, oh, we're going to be unlucky here. But still in the back of your head, I'm thinking if he gets through in time, he'll be right. Because he has got that electric turn of foot. I still don't think we're actually seeing it properly yet on race day.
Is he the best horse you've ever had?
Potentially. So far, he's only won a listed race. I'll go back when So Gorgeous won 2 Group 2s, and even this bloke's mother was placed at Group 1. So he's certainly potentially the best horse I've got. But, we'll just see. Hopefully he can fulfill that potential.
Is it hard not to daydream and think about being a Group 1 Caulfield Guineas winning trainer?
Yeah, look, it's quite crazy, the attention you get. You get plenty of advice and plenty of people want to talk to you now. It'll be interesting how things are next week. But it's all the attention that's ever since this horse won his maiden. I just know here the other trainers sort of here at Ballarat, always looking out for him and asking about his progress. And you know, he's really, for what I still think, what he's doing at 1400 metres, he shouldn't be. When you see how big the horse is and how he's not fully furnished yet, what he's doing now, I think, is just he shouldn't be able to do it at this short course, you know.
And a while ago, there was a thought that he'd never even be able to get to where he is now, because David Peacock's had a great success as a breeder, we know, but there was a time when he was a young horse at Berkeley Square, never even was thought about making it to the track. Is that right?
No, that's right. No, as a young horse, when he was a foal, about 6 months old, he got very sick, got really bad diarrhoea, had scours, you know, he couldn't keep anything in. He went down to Mill Park there in South Australia, to the Watson's place there, and they just nursed him back to health. There was phone calls made about that he might not even live, let alone be a racehorse. So he's done a remarkable job. But I even think sometimes, you don't really know, but the fact that he had so much attention as a young horse has really helped his demeanour, because he's such a placid horse now and an easy-going horse. And, as when he was, he's so tall, but he would have been really skin and bone as a young horse. So, look, credit to Mill Park for the job they did back, and credit for David to his assisting with the treatment, because it wouldn't have been a cheap thing when it's sick for a long time. It cost you a bit of money to get him there. So David's been a reward for his patience, and Mill Park, it's credit to them for the job they did with him.
What do you think ultimately will be his best distance?
Well, hopefully 2,000 metres. I reckon you could train this bloke to win the 1,200 metre race first up, and then, it won't surprise me to see him get 2,500 of the Derby trip. That wouldn't worry me, especially as a three-year-old. When some of the other horses aren't quite a season, but he's just sky's the limit. But I think 2,000 metres would be a great distance for him.
Did you ever give consideration to keeping him in the Cox Plate?
No, I never rented him. We only put, three-year-olds, your guineas and your derbies, your dream. So, I didn't think about putting him in the Cox Plate. It'd be interesting how the year turns out, though. Like, if you happen to come out winning impressively Saturday, you'll probably ask the question, wouldn't you?
Well, what is the late entry for a Cox Plate? Have you looked that up?
No, I haven't dared to dream that far.
Well, but you wouldn't write it off if he came out and won a Caulfield Guineas?
Well, it won't be up to me. It'll be up to the ownership group, because they'll be paying a late fee. But, it'd be interesting how, I hear people sort of knocking the field, there's not much quality there. I mean, I wouldn't mind having one in it. But if he comes out and wins impressively, it's 2 weeks after the Guineas. What do you do? You'd have a think about it, wouldn't you?
I think it's 200,000. So if you won the Guineas, you could afford that.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Well, speaking of that, because he is a gelding, there would have been a lot of interest from Hong Kong and overseas. But David is sticking strong with keeping him here.
Yeah. No, he's basically just said he's not for sale. He was offered good money even from the time he got, as when he's maiden, he's been offered good money from them. But David's got a lot of the siblings, so if this horse can win a Group One, I'm sure his siblings will recoup David what he's knocked back for this horse. So he's keeping the horse with me, leaves the faith with me, which I really appreciate. And, David says he's not getting any younger. He's just going to enjoy this with his group of owners and see how far the ride can take us.
Have you said, David, I better be getting those siblings coming through the system as well?
there's still a couple of them here. And look, some of the young ones, the males will go through the ring. He normally keeps the fillies, but if he gets offered the right money for some of these young fillies too, he might start selling them off too. So hopefully he does get the result for him, and we can justify the patience he's shown.
It's never easy to win a Guineas, but have you had a look following the barrier draw? Who do you think's your main couple of dangers?
I think the Dolphin horse from Sydney. He's been impressive, I thought, on the way through. And he's drawn just inside us, so he'll either take us a long way into the race. And I think he's the one. But look, as you say, it's never easy to win these races. You've got to respect for all of them.
Dan, best of luck in the build-up, mate. You've won a lot of good races, but this, no doubt, would be the highlight of a career if you could get Berkeley, or Berkeley Square, I should say, home in the Caulfield Guineas, and then who knows what awaits, a Cox Plate or a Derby. It's exciting stuff.
Yep, call you, Michael. Thanks very much.